many resurrected with Jesus. As Christ arose, he brought from the grave a multitude of captives. See, they were those who at the cost of their lives had borne testimony to the truth. Now they were to be witnesses for him who had raised them from the dead. During his ministry, Jesus had raised the dead to life. But these resurrected ones were not clothed with immortality. They were still subject to death. But those who came forth from the grave at Christ's resurrection were raised to everlasting life. They ascended with him as trophies of his victory over death and the grave. They went into the city and appeared unto many, declaring, "Christ has risen from the dead, and we be risen with him." Risen saints bore witness to the truth of the words, "Thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise." In our Savior, the life that was lost through sin is restored. He is invested with the right to give immortality. "I am come," he said, "that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Whoso eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." To the Christian, death is but a sleep, a moment of silence and darkness. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. The voice that cried from the cross, "It is finished," will penetrate the graves and unbar the tombs, and the dead in Christ shall arise. At the Savior's resurrection a few graves were opened, but at his second coming all the precious dead shall hear his voice and come forth to glorious immortal life. The same power that raised Christ from the dead will raise his church above all powers, not only in this world, but also in the world to come.